You mentioned earlier that you're drawn to Native American culture. Obviously, we think of Native American culture as connected to the land, earth-centered spirituality. Are there other aspects of it that you're particularly drawn to?
I think that's really it, that earth-based spirituality.
You know, I don't know if it's really possible to be earth-centered because of electricity. We lose track of the real meaning of the seasons and even the time of light and darkness in the day because we have screens in front of us. You mentioned our addictions to screens. It was only when I lived in Africa, when I was a Peace Corps volunteer, had kerosene lamps, that I really felt strongly drawn to have the same cycles of sleeping and waking as the day. Here, it's so easy to stay up until whatever hour of the morning because I have my light and my screen around me.
Well, we can still find those places. I know we take our daughter out to the land frequently and sleep out on the ground and try and keep her with the foot in both worlds.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it, and I'm glad you've been doing this lifelong concern for the world that's larger than just people. I'm afraid sometimes we put blinders on and we lose track of the other entities that are part of this planet we're traveling on.
Well, it's funny because I used to be real strident, kind of self-righteous in terms of my environmental soapbox that I was on. My brother, who passed away, Jordan, he always used to say to me, "Joanne, you got to see how the other half lives." So when I moved up to Seattle, I did just that. I got it, you know.
Yeah, unless we walk a mile in their moccasins.
So I try not to be self-righteous. My grandfather was very self-righteous, and I think that's one of the things I have to watch out for. I try and see the shades of gray and try and see from the other person's point of view. Try and keep that in the music.